I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Syrian activists claim that government forces today used tanks and artillery against civilians in the central town of Rostan. Several people were killed. It appears to be the latest attempt by the government to end weeks of protests against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Meanwhile, several hundred exiled Syrian opposition leaders wrapped up a two-day conference in Turkey today. Dr. Mohideen Lazakani was among the delegates. He's with the group The Syrian Democratic Current. Lazakani says that participants at the meeting called for President Assad's immediate resignation.
If he resign and agree to hand his power to his deputy, maybe we can have peaceful power transition. If he refuse, I am afraid uprising will continue and our people won't stop until they get what they wanted. They want freedom and dignity. But my opinion now, he might not look seriously to this offer. Maybe he will consider it a bit later, not now.
Given the different fractions that are represented here in the opposition, as you say, independent politicians, tribe members, political parties themselves, is there anything else that unifies you aside from the fact that you want the current president, Bashar al-Assad, out?
Well, there is many things indeed unify us. We all looking for a good future for Syria. We all look to have a good relation with our neighbor. Most of us, even the Islamists, they agree about democratic state. Nobody mentioned religion state or any sort of different type of government, which the President Assad and his regime trying to tell the West that if we lose power, you might face those radicals. There is no radicals between us. We all believe in democratic society, and we all work for democratic state.
So you're saying that even if Assad was out, and this is a man who has worked to push back against religious ideology within the government, opting instead for a secular identity for Syria, you're saying that all of you in the opposition would want the same thing if you were to take power?
We all agree that this is the best way for the Syria in the future. President Assad, you know, he's no reformer. He's been given many opportunities to reform his regime. So anything leading Syria after Bashar Assad will be better from him.
One other question. The U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said today that the international community has to be more united in dealing with Syria's government and its crackdown on this pro-democracy movement. What would you want from the U.S. and from the international community, if anything?
We want from the international community to really put a lot of pressure on President Assad to stop killing our people. President Obama last time, he said either reform or go. Now, all the people not saying that he's not going to reform, so he should go. If they say it clearly, he might listen.
Thank you, Dr. Lazakani, for speaking with us.
Bye, Liz.
That was Mohideen Lazakani, one of the founders of a Syrian opposition group, the Syrian Democratic Current.